This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Talk to him. We're just two unapologetically black women with an opinion who talk back.
Thank you for tuning in for a new episode of We Talk Back, a show dedicated to you hating ass niggas. And you hosting is your co-host AJ Holiday. What's up, Tam?
Also, everyone in between, y'all. I love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Hey, girl.
What's up?
Shit.
I'm having a great day.
My day is it Mercury retrograde today? Because my day has been kind of wild. Like, I just got into a fight. Well, I didn't get into a fight. It was like two pit bulls fighting on the elevator, and I was like right in the middle. I was so scared.
I was like, were they brothers and sisters? Like, did they belong to the same person?
No,
or just two random dogs?
This young little tiny Asian lady with one big ass dog, and then a black woman with the other pit, and neither one of them had power over them dogs. Like, they couldn't control them.
Both was pits?
Yeah, there were two pits.
I will never understand for the life of me why anybody wants to live in an apartment building with big ass dogs.
In a high
Even
rise.
Having a small dog is a bit much.
It's stretch, right? That's what I'm like, why y'all got these big ass dogs in this building in the first fucking place? Now I'm about to get ate up on this elevator. I was so scared. I was pressed up against the wall. I couldn't wait to get on my floor.
It was a race war.
Yeah.
You know, pit bulls, black people anyway. They like the black people of dogs.
Well,
so the Asian one is probably still like a black Asian dog.
What? See how you just always go too far?
He was adopted.
It was Memorial Weekend. What'd you do?
I didn't do
much. This weekend was nasty. Why the fuck was it like 50 degrees outside?
It was I'm so confused. Cold outside. No I'm pool confused. Party, no nothing. But listen, I would have been out there looking like Charlotte. No, which one had the bush on?
Oh, Samantha.
It wasn't Samantha.
Nobody wants to fuck Granny's pussy.
It was the redhead. She was all laying out on Mexico and she had like the hair poking out her bikini.
Oh, I forgot her name.
Miranda.
Miranda.
I would have been out Miranda. There like Miranda anyway. So.
You ain't have no wax? See wax lady off?
Yeah, she quit. I told you my wax lady quit.
Oh, shame. She ain't doing it at the house?
I'm trying to get her to do a house call. I told her I pay extra to come out of retirement.
Shit, you got the stock bitches now. They do a good job on your services.
Yeah, she quick and fast and painless.
Yeah, I didn't do much this weekend, man, because it was so nasty out. So I did eat a lot. I feel like I gained like 5 pounds this weekend being in the house, just fucking eating. It was my friend's birthday, so we just hung out.
Yeah,
this weekend I didn't do much. My birthday is next week, bitch. Gemini season for y'all hating your hoes.
How? Listen,
it's me and Kanye birthday next Thursday.
Plan some, bitch.
I don't know. I might do a little something. I didn't get my photo shoot together. Now, remember I told you I wanted to do... I'm not going to tell people because I don't want people to take
Yeah, still
idea.
Do it.
But I'm still going to do it.
Yeah.
I have to... I actually found somebody who has like some... I don't know why this bitch got dresses, but she does. Mm-hmm. But like some cosplay shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to... Bitch, and my kids going to have that up in their goddamn house Lord. Above the fireplace. Like
looking like some old scary... Tales from the Hood shit.
Bitch, I've been around here for a long time. This ain't my first life. This is my last one, though. I ain't coming back to this ghetto-ass planet.
You coming back.
No, bitch. This is it for me. That's it, bitch. I'm a life path number 9. That's it for me. I'm out. I'm sick. This shit is ghetto. You know what I'm saying? I already know I'm going to live till I'm like 95 years old. Like, I got a long time to deal with these ghetto-ass people on this planet.
I want to go on a vacation for my birthday, but I ain't got no bae. I cried about it last night. I was sitting out.
No.
I started crying like, I can't believe this milestone birthday of 25 is happening. And I don't have a nigga. Damn.
So. But you can have one. You know what I'm saying? And Tam, that's the episode I want to do.
What?
Why is it bad for women to be single? We got to do that episode.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Why do we get teased and shunned for being single women of leisure?
Right.
But niggas could be on Instagram with they dick print out in every single picture and it's okay. Like, they could be thirst trapping and got a million bitches in their comments and it's cool for them to be single and unwed out here.
I love a good dick print picture.
Me too. I'm so fucking managed, bitch.
Yeah, me too.
And I want send them. Send the dick. No. See? Don't send no unsolicited dicks. Yeah. No, I don't want that.
Because you're going to have all kind of weird
shit like that.
Penis.
It's fucking creep.
Yeah, it's weird penises.
And I'm going to report you. And I might start making like a little collage of y'all little ugly.
Little dick ugly, look like a funnel. Like, why is
look
it?
Look ugly.
Look like a funnel. God damn, that shit weird.
Look ugly.
Let's get into stupid look. Internet news, bitch. Yo, why over the weekend, Danny Lee was in Miami, your favorite yellow bone bitch, and got a motherfucking DUI and a hit and run charge, bitch. 3 felony charges.
He was a yellow bone. Shame.
Yeah, that's wild. She was DUI, swerving in and out of lanes, as one witness says, and she hit someone on a motorized scooter and drugged the moped down the street for a block before someone flagged down a police officer. And apparently, allegedly, the person suffered some spinal injuries. So she fell.
And she left the scene.
Yeah. And I don't know. She probably had her own music turned up so loud in the car that she didn't even realize that she hit somebody.
Not you hitting people on the bike.
Right.
On the bumping. We want a light skin. Yeah. Girl. You know, I do not like making fun of people's misfortune. Mm-hmm. I've driven a car drunk before.
Me too. That's what I'm saying. That's why
I
said.
And I definitely try not to drive when I'm drinking.
When I seen
at all.
Yeah, when I seen this, I was like, Lord, thank you for grace and mercy. Because I know it's been many times that I done had my stupid ass behind that wheel. I wasn't listening to Danny Lee. I was listening to something else, but I still made that bad decision. That's why my heart goes out to her, because it could have happened to any one of us. And now, but here's the thing. We, when in my 20s, we didn't have Uber and Lyft. Right. And this bitch could actually have a private driver if she want to. She could afford that, you know, so.
Maybe she can. We be assuming these people have all this money, and oftentimes they don't. You know what I'm saying?
She can afford a Lyft.
Do all those extra services. She can definitely afford a Lyft. But to have a personal driver, she might not. She might
get even,
that.
Yeah, if she can't get a personal driver, she can get Lyft black car or a regular Lyft.
Right.
Get a Corolla to pick your ass up.
Where is your homegirls? Where is your friends? Where is your baby daddy?
Right. So my heart goes out to her because she might be about to sit down for a
minute. Girl, my heart goes out to the goddamn victim. Why did you leave the scene? That's usually when people get into more trouble. Like,
she probably panicked.
Check on the person that you hit.
She probably panicked.
Yeah, but that, how did you thought you weren't going to get caught? And you aren't. Who was that? I know Brandy. Didn't Brandy kill somebody in an accident?
Oh, yeah, she did.
Before? Look, Brandy. Brandy ain't who we think. Brandy done took a nigga eye out. Brandy done was trying to fight Adina Howard over a grown ass man before. Brandy ain't who we think. Brandy done killed a
I
nigga.
I don't want no, but Brandy, if you listen to the show, we're a fan of you here, and we don't want no problems with you, girl.
Brandy, get your ass the fuck up.
I need
here,
all
okay?
My eyes. Even the little gimpy one.
Brandy threw a book at a nigga and took his eye out. Like, you may not have Brandy money to get off on this shit, ma'am. And who else? Somebody else. Was it Jenner? Didn't the dad, what's his name? He's a woman now. Caitlyn. Didn't Caitlyn Jenner kill somebody on the highway once?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, and a hit and run, I believe, also. I don't know.
Well.
Damn, Danny.
This person,
sorry to the victim,
and I hope they survive, and I hope they get back to 100% after this experience, and I hope Danny won't
really
have to
wild.
Stay down too long. But if she do, I hope some good music come out of it, at least.
Bet you better get to writing.
Right.
Shame. Okay, y'all. So listen, one of my favorite couple. Well, I won't say that because I did want that nigga at one point, and I might still want that nigga. I'm adding him to my list of niggas I want. So the streets are saying that Meg Thee Stallion and Party Partisan Fontaine are no longer a thing, right? As she was spotted this past weekend at a wedding with this French soccer player, Romelu Lukaku. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Mm-hmm. He French?
Romelu Lukaku. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's African, but he...
You're from France.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she even had a lyric in one of her songs, girl, I saw on Twitter. She was like, she got a little European bae. Like,
I'm here for it. Listen.
She might have been talking about him then, girl.
I done had me a little French soccer player. Remember, girl?
Was it this nigga?
No, it wasn't that one. I want a
girl,
new one.
The internet's is mad. It seems like the men are more mad at Meg than women. Like, men are very salty about her, you know, breaking up. And why the fuck do y'all care?
Yeah.
You know, it didn't work out. You don't know why they broke up. Maybe the thing with Tory Lanez put a strain on their relationship. And she is clear to move on, and so is he.
Yeah.
What's the problem? And people are also assuming that her and this guy are actually together. They were photographed touching each other's arms. Kind of intimate at a wedding, you know?
I hate the world sometimes because imagine people always photographing every move that you made. Like, damn, I can't even touch this new nigga without it being like all over. Now bitches with podcasts talking about it. It's all over the blogs. Like, damn, that shit sounds
bitch,
wild.
If we ain't talk about you, you ain't famous though.
Yeah,
so
I guess you're right.
There's that part. Yeah, so I know she wants people to talk about her. You don't want people to not be talking about you, but you want people to be talking about you in a positive light always. The boy girls are mad for some reason.
Speaking of getting people taking pictures of you, there was pictures of YG and Sweetie booed up in Mexico this past weekend enjoying some time together. She looked so pretty without makeup on. Like, I think she's even prettier.
When she had that short hair, she looked really nice.
Yeah, she is so beautiful.
Does she know it, though?
I think she knows. YG, I don't know him personally. I don't see them two together, but maybe he's like a phenomenal person.
Y'all remember when, I don't know if it was Boss Up or if it was The Shade Room or if it was the Mother Blogs. They basically did some detective work and made the connection that Sweetie was actually on a shopping date with Lil Baby. And she was sitting on this nigga lap, like, in Prada or something like that. And, like, the store people called Jada. You remember that? Mm-hmm. That was, like, last year, year before, maybe. Girl, like, it's the most randomest niggas for me.
It's like, about going from Baby to YG?
Yeah, like, I don't know who I see for her, but not these niggas. It's kind of weird. And I feel like the internet is kind of on the same type of time. I'm reading some of the comments and people are like, they acting like that's their homegirl and he disappointed or something.
Yeah.
That's her coochie. I mean, she free to do whatever with it. But I don't know. I don't know who I see her with. Maybe she isn't. I don't know who I see her with. Who you think Sweetie should be with? What type of guy you think that she would date? I think maybe a Jonathan maybe Majors. Those people align. I don't think so. Like she.
I think that would be a better look for her.
Maybe it'll be a better look, but that may not be the type of guys that she likes. She does have like a little BAPish little look, like BAPs.
Oh yeah, booyah.
You know what I'm saying? So she probably into like the hood niggas, street niggas, you know, those type of guys.
I don't know. I can't put my finger on that. You know what? I'm more concerned with
kind of all purpose.
I'm more concerned with finding a nigga for me. Honestly, I'm like. My birthday coming. I need a baby for my vacation.
Girl, you can have a nigga tomorrow. Cut it out. Okay.
A nigga I actually like, though. That's the right thing. Like, I can't pick one of these niggas and go on a trip with, but I just want to actually.
And be miserable the whole time. Like, why are you talking?
I don't want to have to tolerate a nigga. Like, damn, he woke up again. Yeah, I don't want that.
Why are you breathing?
So, I don't know.
So listen, I saw this post, and this is like some real stupid internet news to me anyway. There's this podcast called The Unbothered Podcast, mm-hmm. and it's ran by two, I don't know. I don't know if these guys are black. Actually they're Asian, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. Asian descent, maybe. So the one guy, I think his name is Thomas mm-hmm. on social media, but I don't want to give too much... you know, clout to their ass. Anyway, but they were talking about, obviously he does nails, so he's in the cosmetic industry, mm-hmm. right? He's in the services industry. He was talking about your waxes and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So now he basically was saying, like, he doesn't understand why nail techs aren't charging more. People pay more. People pay so much money for all these other services like hair and waxing and all this stuff. Estheticians, why are people complaining basically about having to spend so much money for nails? I do remember a time when a full set was $25, $35. Mm-hmm. Now that shit is upwards, you know, $100 plus mm-hmm. for some basic shit. Even if you get like a basic gel, like how much is that? 70? You get 70, your shit done. I don't get my...
About $70, $75.
I feel like that's wild to me. It is, because I've never just consistently gotten those type of services. So this guy... To me, the target market for the nails and the hair and all that shit is always like black women. We know we that's a multi-billion-dollar industry. We pay a lot into it. Mm-hmm. So the other guest on the podcast goes to say, the first guy starts. He's like, "This gonna hurt a lot of feelings," but y'all get all these other things done. Nail techs basically cutting themselves short by not charging $100 plus for fingernails. And the next guy was like, yeah, they got to sit there and listen to y'all baby daddy issues, smelling all the chemicals and getting carpal tunnel on their wrists and all this shit. Like, who are y'all talking about? Why are we still fucking with these people? It's enough black women that's doing nails out here at this point.
It's just...
Get out them people's shops.
I mean, yeah, so obviously going too crazy with the price, because it's your fingernails, right? So if you go so high... Who gonna come to you? I'm not coming to you if you go that high with your price. It's fingernails.
And they don't last as long as they used to either.
Yeah. So
your shit be lifting, all the little shit will come off quick, but y'all charging more money.
Now, my girl, my nails been on for a month and I ain't got a feeling yet. She's the bee's knees, okay? She's really good, but.
Is she a black girl?
No, she Asian girl. She definitely an Asian girl. She Blackish. Very Blackish.
So basically, these guys want to charge Black women more. Yeah. That's what I'm hearing. That's what I heard. Because anytime I hear baby daddy or any other, you know, Black colloquialism,
colloquialism.
You know what the fuck I'm trying to... Yes, I said it right the first time, yeah. Right? Anytime I hear that type of shit, I already know y'all are exclusively talking about Black men and Black women. But we aren't the only people that get our nails done.
Right.
But y'all are in our neighborhoods oftentimes. Mm-hmm. So we are the ones patronizing y'all businesses. And the disrespect we get is fucking outrageous. It's just unwarranted.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe I don't know. We have to have some type of exodus. Like, you stop fucking with these people, man. Only spend money with your people. Because they only spend money with their people in a real way. Like, say, for instance, I had a nail supply company, right? And my shit was 10 cents cheaper than the Asians, they would still shop with their people, mm-hmm. as opposed to coming with me. Mm-hmm. That's how they do group economics. We don't practice that. We will cut each other's throat,
yeah,
to get the sale. You know what I'm saying? And if my prices change over here, their prices change. They always stay aligned.
It's the thing, it's the crabs in the bucket mentality, right? Mm-hmm. For Black people. But it's only that way because crabs don't belong in the bucket. You know, so
I know the same, but at some point we gotta take accountability for what's going on. Yeah, we understand all the things that are against us, but a lot of this stuff we can change overnight in a real fucking way. The power is in the dollar.
Yeah, that's just I agree there.
Yeah, a lot of this shit we can change overnight because not only are we like the number one consumers, right? Mm-hmm. We are like the number one like workers. We work the most and we spend the most money. Mm-hmm. If we stop spending,
and don't be owning shit.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? If we just stop spending for a day, it'll never happen. So we just preach it to the choir. But I found that post very offensive.
Yeah, I was offended by it.
A lot of Black women were in the comments more enthusiastic about this guy's voice because he had like a real deep voice. So y'all just missed the diss.
Yeah, because he sound like an all-state nigga. Like, relax. This nigga just called y'all baby mama drama. I'm like, my girl don't do that. She cool. Y'all, speaking of women and men, we're going to talk about how women have to pay more. We pay more, just period. So we're going
to
come.
We pay more to have a pussy.
Yeah. Just even as little girls, the price is up. We'll be right.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine washable, and great looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death.
Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid back appeal and down home vibes. As a dad of seven kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Right back, y'all.
And we're back, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to We Talk Back TV. This is for YouTube, too.
Okay. Y'all, listen, we got on robes today because we was like, you know what? I'm not putting on no fucking clothes for this episode.
Bitch, honestly, I'm about to run out of clothes. Let's be clear. I'm going into regular daily wears, like shit I wear to brunch.
And why
and
not?
Y'all gonna see it a couple times.
Why not? Period.
It's expensive to be a woman. Like, people expect you to look.
It's so expensive like to be a woman.
A movie star every day, especially in this line of work. Live.
You know what? I knew it was expensive to be a woman. And then once we got on this topic, I didn't realize that we were paying more than men for the same shit.
Yep.
And that kind of upset me a little bit.
Yeah, it's predatory as far as I'm concerned. Did y'all know there's such a thing as a pink tax? Apparently, and it's worldwide. It's not just here in the United States. But women generally pay more for our products. Like, yep. No matter what it is, really, if it's... And it's literally because of the marketing. Like, so if it's pink and a pink box,
right,
there's an actual tax budget. But then also pink is associated with women.
Right.
So if it's for a woman, it's going to cost you more.
So it says that women spend an extra $1,300 per year for essentially the exact same products as men.
That's messed up.
So over a 78-year lifespan, you're going to end up spending like $100,000 more than men on essentially the same products.
So if I buy a laxative...
All right, so listen, I got a list from HuffPost of seven things that women pay more for that's weird than men, that's essentially the same shit. So one of them is laxatives. So the woman's laxative is $3.69 and the men's laxative is $1.49.
But isn't the woman's laxative supposed to be made like a more easier on your digestive system?
This
product, like, shouldn't have less ingredients then? Why are we paying more for it?
This shit say they both got 5 milligrams of bisacodyl. I don't know if that's how you say it, but...
Bicycle.
But it's essentially more. It's at least a dollar and some change more for a woman's... The doo-doo. For a woman, the doo-doo is more expensive. Then, hold on. Earplugs. A woman's earplugs was $5.79. And... The men's earplugs was $4.59.
But why? Is it a different color?
One is purple and one is blue. But what difference does it make? It's just for women. So fuck us, apparently. There was a hotel kit with essentially the same things in it. It had refreshing wipes, a razor, shaving cream, toothpaste, a toothbrush, some aloe vera cream, shampoo, and foot gel. In both of them, one was pink, one was blue. The man's was $7.59. The woman's was $9.99.
That's wild.
Got the same shit in it. $2.40 more because she has a pussy. Next is ankle support.
And one is why we should charge a usage tax for the pussy.
Exactly. Listen to this. It's an ankle support. It's literally one. The female's is white, but the box is purple that it comes in. The man's is black and it has a blue box. His is $17.99. The woman's is $26.99.
This is appalling.
Same shit. And then listen, it even goes into our kids. A kid's bike helmet is one that's pink and one that's blue. The pink one is $25.49 and the blue one is $20.49. They hate us.
I think black people have a tax too now, because you know, like, black dick in the stores costs more than a white dick.
Wait, what?
Like in the, you know, the sex stores, if you get a black strap on, it costs more than the white.
And you
strap
know
on.
This because
I saw it in the store. Black shit costs more. So we got like double
whammy.
Yes, black and if I want to buy some black dick, I got to pay more for it.
Black dick is going for $40.
Here you go. And white dick is $20. I'm not about to play our brothers like that. They dick cost a little more.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
So what is the pink tax? Okay, the pink tax is a markup on products that are marketed to women, while men pay less for similar products or the same product. Sometimes the only difference is the color of the product, which we just discussed, mm-hmm. With the pink item being marked toward women, while the exact same item is blue, black, or gray is marketed towards men. The fact that there's no real difference between the products in these cases shows how simply purchasing something designed for women can be more costly than opting for items for men. I do buy men shavers. Mm-hmm. I did realize...
For your beard?
Bitch, I'll kill you. For my legs, because it gives a closer shave. I pluck my beard, I'll have you know, okay. In the sunlight. We talked about that before. Best place, about 12 o'clock in the afternoon, in the car before you drive off.
I had bought some facial Nair one time.
That shit, my don't skin do is that. Too
don't do it
that.
Ever. But it was so funny. I was at my guy friend's house. This is just my platonic male friend's house. I was at his house in Atlanta. And I had put it on my lip, right? But then I had a little spot on my chin that I put it on too. But I just drug it down. He was like, God damn, bitch.
I got a goatee.
You got a goatee? And I didn't even realize what I had done to my face. But okay, I'm sorry. That was random. But I did have a Nair goatee on my face.
That shit burns. I remember I put a Nair, you know, on my mustache because I get like a little fuzz. Mm-hmm. Most women do. Mm-hmm. I heard women with little mustache got good pussy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it burned my top lip.
Oh yeah, that shit
like,
burned me
I
up.
Like
I would never
some
do
extra
that
shit
again.
Going on.
Yeah, I would never do that again. That was a mistake. It was facial Nair, but it burned so bad.
That shit is for.
I already know
skin.
I'm gonna have a goatee when I get old. My grandma, I used to have to go shave her shit once a month, so I know mine gonna come in.
Stupid. So, the pink tax is not a myth, it says. It's very real and continues to be a major issue for consumers. In 2015, the New York City Department of Consumer Affairs conducted a study of almost 800 products. The findings detail that women's products cost more than men's 42% of the time. Yet, by comparison, men's products are more expensive than women's only 18% of the time. In fact, women's items tend to be an average of 7% more expensive than similar products marketed towards men. So on average, we're paying 7% more for our products. So it's expensive to be a woman. That's essentially what we're talking about today. Shit isn't fucking cheap. So when you see us, y'all want fresh shaved pussies, fresh waxes. How much does your wax cost? Because I don't get wax. I always do shave.
So my wax girl has a really good deal, honestly. You can get your eyebrows and your wax for $75 right now. So that's actually pretty good because most people just charge $75 for the wax alone.
How much you pay for the eyebrow wax? Because I like the prices when I looked for lists online that show like how much women are generally paying for certain services. And I saw $5. I know well.
That's not right. Nobody's paying $5 for their eyebrows. But I get my eyebrows
waxed and tinted. But I get all of that with my coochie wax for $75.
Really?
I told her she need to go up on her prices. She too cheap.
Nah. She can go up on everybody else.
No, even me too. I pay what I weigh.
Tip her.
Yeah. I tip her good.
I'm not that high maintenance. Like, I don't go get the nails done. I only have, like, my eyebrows grow kind of funny. So
you should get microblading then.
I don't want that.
No.
No, because I like to change the shape of my brows sometimes. So I don't want it to be like a permanent look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, sometimes I want them a little thicker. Sometimes I want them thinner. So I have that option. Okay. My eyebrows grow. You know how people be cutting them slashes in their eyebrows? Mm-hmm. Like, my shit grow like that. So I got four eyebrows.
Three cuts in your eyebrows trying to wild out.
Yes. So I have to just cut one side off and I'll just shade the whole shit in.
Mm-hmm.
But I use strip lashes, so I don't go get lashes.
You don't really spend a lot. I go, like, every my maintenance a month is kind of expensive.
How much do you think?
Because I get lashes done, and that's $120 by itself, and that's every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
My nails are about $90. That's just my hand. Then I also get my feet done, so that's about another $50. Then I get my coochie wax and my eyebrows done. That's $75.
And that's monthly?
Yeah. No, all right, so the lashes are twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
So that's filling. That's $240. Then vagina every 2 weeks, that's $75 every time. So that's $150. Then nails. I need help.
Bitch, you
help me,
a
I'm poor.
Financial analyst.
I know, like, I spent a lot of money just on upkeep, and that doesn't include like buying clothes, my hair, you know. Then if let's say I want to pay somebody to do my fucking makeup. That's another, $120, $150?
I did not want to pay $200. We almost paid $300 for makeup, actually. Some shit you're going to wipe off at the end of the day. And I understand why some women sleep with their shit on. Like, can I at least get 48 hours out this face?
I don't like, first of all, the way I sleep, I'll never wake up with the whole face on anyway.
The face be in the pillow?
Yeah, it'd be like an imprint of one side of my face in the pillow. So it's just no point in me trying to sleep in it. But, yeah, it is very, very expensive. And then to hear that I'm already spending this much, and then if I need an ankle brace, I got to pay $4 more than a man for the same shit is wild to me.
So I know when we were getting ready for the live show, while I was up, 2 o'clock in the morning, before I had to travel to Atlanta, I said, you know what? I need to learn how to delegate some shit. I can't do all the things myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I do my own hair. You know, the more we start doing this shit, of course, I'm going to have to get somebody to do some of this shit because it's time-consuming.
Mm-hmm.
And I do I like to be, like, primped up and catered to by someone? Yeah, I like when I get my makeup done and stuff like that. But the feet thing, every time I went to got a pedicure, my toenails began fucked up.
Really?
Like, falling off and shit like that.
Where
I have had
at?
My toenails fall off at least 3 times in life. And I mean all of the toenails just come off.
All of them off your whole foot?
Yes. Swear to God. Like, they just get some type of fungus, and they lift.
And they come off. They're so thin, then. They must be very thin.
No, my toenails are very thick. I received a fungus every time I went to get a damn pedicure.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm. So my skin is sensitive, so I can't be just fucking around.
Putting your foot in anybody's bowl.
Yeah.
But I just imagine where you're going were you going to the same place
nice
each time?
No, different places because I'm still only getting a pedicure, I don't know, twice a year or some shit. And in between time, like when I take a shower, I scrub my feet. Mm-hmm. I have like the little little stone in the shower. So I'm always exfoliating my feet. So what else, you know, I go to get it cleaned up, get the cuticle cleaned
but
up.
But you don't put polish on your toes at all?
I do. I polish it myself. But sometimes I want
to. And you don't wax your vagina?
No, I shave. The times I went
don't
to get wax, no.
Baby, when I shave my coochie and it grow back, I'll be that shit
itch. The first time when I was like middle school or high school, the first time I ever shaved my coochie, yes, it itched. But the more you do it, is not even a thing. The hair grows back less. Getting wax, I get ingrown hairs.
Oh, that can't happen. Yeah. I use tin skin for that.
Yeah, tin skin works.
But baby, if I shave, I'll be right in the grocery store scratching my pussy on the aisle trying to make sure ain't nobody looking at
me. You make me sick.
I cannot shave it.
Don't nobody got no time for that.
It's uncomfortable. Mm-mm. I just like the way, like, when you wax, it just feel like baby smooth down there.
Yeah, but it feels like that when you get a fresh shave.
But when it grow back, when you get a fresh shave, The only thing uncomfortable about waxing is having somebody who's not eating your pussy that close to it is so wild to me. Like, girl, you is really, my girl really be all up in there.
I saw a post one time and the girl was like, you know, sometimes she be wanting her wax lady to lick her pussy.
That is wild. That is wild. Why? That's weird.
If I was her wax lady and saw that shit, I would immediately cancel her ass.
She can't come
back. You cannot make no more appointments. You sexually harassing me.
I asked my wax lady in England, what was the most embarrassing experience she had doing the wax? And she said that, all right, so some people use hard wax where it's just like you actually rip the wax
off. Right.
And then some people put the paper down, right? Mm-hmm. Most people don't do that no more, I don't think. But I don't know. I might be wrong.
I feel like so the place, where did I go to get my last wax when I was getting the wax? Chrissy.
Mm-hmm. She used the heart.
Crystal here in Charlotte. But I also went to, what is the chain for wax?
European wax or something like that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They still use.
Sugar. Yeah, the strips?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Get somebody else to do it. But let me tell you what she did. She said she put the strip down. And, you know, people go and get waxes while they're on their cycle, which is, I don't know why you would do that.
No.
Because what's the point? Ain't nobody going to be down there right now. Just wait till it's over. But she accidentally caught the string on the strip. So when she ripped it up, she ripped the bitch tampon out her coochie, and it hit the wall and smeared and slid down the wall. Yeah.
That's nasty.
Mortified. Mortified. If I was that woman,
what the fuck is happening?
I'm suing this place.
Why? Why'd you just reschedule? First of all, you can't use your pussy. You're supposed to wait 24 hours after wax,
right?
Before you have sex. Also, I don't know.
And then why are you doing?
People be getting fresh waxes for a date to have sex that night.
Yeah,
that's kind of dangerous because your pores are open. You're opening yourself up to like more bacteria transfer.
Right, especially he probably got all kind of hair on his shit, and that's all.
I like a good manscape now.
Yeah, me too.
I like manscaping.
But yeah, I'm sure that was mortifying.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The NYX anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of NYX's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to NYX leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable NYX wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your NYX favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at NYX.com. That's KNIX.com for the NYX anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to NYX.com. That's KNIX.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
For both of them.
Right.
All right, back to the pink tax. So a federal bill, the Pink Tax Repeal Act, has been introduced several times in different iterations. I think that's what that says. Iterations. I don't know what that means, but.
What? Like, yeah, different.
I get what it means, but I've never used iterations in a sentence. Okay. So I apologize. Since 2016, most recently in 2021, but has never been passed because men don't care.
That's what about, but they care about us having abortions and everything else. Like, right. I feel like tampons, all that shit should be free.
It should be.
Why are we paying for something we have to use? Could you imagine if we just stopped buying them and just walk around leaking?
Leaking all over the place?
Now, then that's a problem.
Right. I bet you if men had periods, tampons would be free.
It'd be free, yeah. So maybe the women who are in legislation, like the women who are in politics, they're not lobbying for the right things, apparently.
Well, it seems like they have. They have, and they just keep getting shut down.
Well, you know why? Because there's some old-ass ladies ultimately in there still having to make the decision, so they don't got to deal with that shit no more. They ain't had a period since 1940.
But I know them bitches need an ankle brace, and them shits is a little higher.
You know, women even pay more for health care. Mm-hmm. We pay more for life insurance because we are living longer.
Right.
Right? So we got to keep a bigger nest egg, all these different things. So it's very, very expensive to be a woman in comparison to a man. So that's why we should charge for the sex.
What? See, sometimes I be feeling like you really going somewhere and then you just come out of there, out of nowhere with the pay
men
for
pussy.
Men are
always trying to compare themselves to women. Like, okay, we understand that we aren't equal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we really see the data. You know, but it's the other way around from what we thought. Like, we're really paying more to breathe. We really pay more to fucking live.
I agree. You know what? I hate when a nigga be like, just wear your natural hair. Just wear your natural hair.
You know
hair.
How long it take to get that natural hair to look nice?
And then, like, when I do it, now you trying to have sex with me, like, all crazy. No, this rap need to stay. Like, this what you wanted, ain't it? This what you wanted. Don't touch this shit, nigga. Don't come over here like that. You want me to wash the dishes? What? Steam. No. You wanted my hair natural. You wash the dishes, my boy.
Right. So now it's taking me, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes longer to go outside. Now you're complaining about that.
Right.
It's taking me longer to get dressed. Like, it takes a lot. Y'all don't really want natural hair. Y'all really don't want natural hair.
Some of them do. But y'all don't want mine. I promise you.
I got teddy bear hair. They definitely don't want this hair.
This is teddy bear hair.
It's soft as fuck, but that shit is fuzzy as hell. You don't want this hair.
Fuzzy wuzzy. I'm sorry. That was funny.
I saw a clip just recently on Instagram. A woman, she was at like a convention or something. She asked the guys like what type of hair they prefer. A lot of them were saying like curly.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of black women hair are not just naturally curly. There's a lot of manipulation that takes place to get it to look like that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like maybe our generation in particular, like our parents started us off with perms and jerry curls and shit like mm-hmm. that. Fucked us all the way up. Now the next generation, like our kids, like my friends, their children, They have natural hair.
Their relationship with their hair is so different than ours was growing up, because my friend's daughter just went in the bathroom and cut her hair into a little mini afro and then was like, period, you know? And I was like, oh,
I'll tell you. Bitch, I would never.
I would have never done that. Even now, I wouldn't do that because I just don't feel like I have the face structure for it. But as a young girl in high school, I would have never been so comfortable with my hair. So I applaud them for that. I envy
it. Like, it's just hair.
I envy and admire that attitude towards your hair, because we just don't. I don't have that. I don't think that.
One time I cut my hair down to nothing, I was definitely going through life. Mm-hmm. And I still look back at that picture sometimes just to make sure I don't go back there. Bitch, I was fucked up.
Are like women who, you know, it's some security that I don't know if I'll ever have. Like women who be like, just when it go gray, just let it go gray.
I don't have any gray.
Just
hair
let
yet.
It go.
I keep getting one gray hair on my coochie popping out, and then one on my middle finger on my left hand keep popping out.
You only
out.
Got one gray hair on your coochie?
Yes.
You're doing good out here.
I don't have none on my head. Y'all can't see it because I keep a wig on, but it's really not gray underneath there.
I have to see to believe
whatever.
That.
Whatever. Tammy did my hair one fucking time, and I told you this. I don't have no gray now. He started lying. Uh-huh. Yes, you do, because when I was doing your hair, I saw some in the back. Bitch, you a lying.
It was about four of them in the back.
You
I saw
damn
them.
Lying.
They was fuzzy. Bitch, fuzzy,
don't
wuzzy.
Think, don't think I get a mirror to make sure I'm not an old bitch yet.
First of all, you can gray prematurely, okay? First of all.
I asked my mom the other day, like, when did she start graying? And she was like, in her 30s. And, you know, I think having kids has something to do with that. It speeds up. Because I have two friends who had kids really young, and they got rheumatoid arthritis right now. They're younger than me.
Damn.
Yeah.
I have a friend. She started graying when we were, like, in high school. It's just hereditary. She just had a gray streak in the front of her head. And now, like, as we're like
is
fresh,
it like nice gray,
fresh out of college, you know, it is more. Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, it is beautiful now. It's like
gray.
White. Yeah. It's not even gray. It's just white hair.
If I have that nasty, ugly, brassy looking gray, then maybe I would color it. But if I have like that nice gray, I'm wearing.
Well, that
shit
can be manipulated though, to be like silver fox if you want to.
I would want that. Mm-mm. I don't mind getting older.
I'm not dealing with it well.
I just need an M before it happens. That's all I'd be concerned about.
You need like, a what?
A couple M's.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck how old I am if I got a couple M's.
My hair always going to be black. Jet black. I'm going to be 82. Put that shit in there. Yep. Put that shit in there.
The old lady I had living with me, y'all, she would be at the gym like it was a spa day. I mean, all day. She in there perming. This is an 83-year-old lady at the time. And it wasn't until I spoke to her, like, last year, like, she's 87 now. Mm-hmm. She just started wearing her gray hair out. She was like, I let my gray hair grow out.
That's me. That's me.
She was making that hair black as hell, jet black. Girl, if you don't sit your old ass down somewhere.
Yeah, see, that's how I found out I had a gray coochie hair. Somebody was down there. He was like, oh, you got a gray hair. And I was like, nigga, is you a hairstylist
like, stop, it's
or
over.
Are you eating? The fuck?
I'm like, this session is over.
You try to ruin my night, nigga. I thought we was having fun together. All right, so back to, are we gonna go back to the pink text? We keep running off on the tangent about being
I don't
a
like
woman.
That I got a big problem with that, and I feel like somebody has to be able to do something about it, because why are we paying more for the basic necessities?
Right,
why are we still paying for pads and tampons, right, and shit like that? Why? It's not fair.
What do you do, though?
We have to get the right people in place. We need younger people. Mm-hmm. And or we just walk around and protest. Just bleed everywhere.
Just bleed everywhere?
Yes.
Gross. I like the first option better. That sounds very uncomfortable.
Or those cups. Do you use the cups?
The Diva cup?
Yeah.
I tried it.
I use the what do they call it? Something ring. It's not a Diva cup. It's kind of the same thing, but it's like a ring. It almost looks like a
condom kind of that you shoot up
there. Yeah, not a condom, but it has like a plastic ring at the top. Soft cups is what they call them. Mm-hmm. Soft cups. That's
the same
name.
Thing.
Yeah, essentially. But Diva cups, you can rinse them out and you use them again. These, you only can use it for 12 hours, and then you got to throw it out.
Okay.
It's messy. But they let you get a whole lot of them. You get like 30 of them.
But you realize
you gotta, you can use it all day, basically.
But you realize that you really not bleeding that much, honestly, with those cups.
Mine be kind of heavy sometimes. I don't want to get into that.
Yeah, but it's still not as much as I thought that it was every time. It's really not that much when you use that cup. But it's just disgusting. I don't like it. Some people swear by them.
Yeah, because I feel like when I use the cups, my cycle stops sooner. Like, it's like 4 days as opposed to six if I'm using a tampon.
I be in there disgusting with myself. Just like it's a murder scene in this bitch. I don't like it.
I like the cups. You can have sex with them, they say. I've never tried it. Yeah.
Excuse me, what?
It's just like the NuvaRing. You know, you remember the birth control NuvaRing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can have sex with the NuvaRing. It goes up around, right at your cervix, at the top of your cervix. But you can have sex with the soft cups.
And it's because it's catching everything.
Right. So there's a ring, and then there's like a piece of plastic.
I'm not doing that. First of all, something about that don't just sit right
with me. I've never had sex on my, while using that thing. Let's be clear.
Listen. My grandma said he ain't no soldier if he can't fight a bloody war. She was getting senile by that time.
I love old senile people.
I was like, excuse me,
y'all be
what?
Having no fucking filter. They be saying anything.
Yeah, that was appalled. Grandma, what?
And like, I know my homeboy Mark listens to the show, right? But I met she's since passed away. His grandma was like, I don't know, 105 years old at the time. And she was like moving like lightning through the house, girl. And she was down the end of the hallway like, come here, trying to get me to, they like, no, don't go down there. She going to feel you up. She going to try to feel you up. She was like, come here. And I wanted to go because I wanted to see what she wanted to like talk to me about, but she probably wanted to.
Patch you in the pussy?
Yes, or something.
You didn't go?
No, but I wanted to, though. Not so she could pat my pussy, but.
Just to see what was up with the old lady.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but they was like, no, don't go down the hallway, girl. She going to try to get you. And but, she was never a lesbian, so maybe you lose that filter.
When you
maybe she always wanted to be one.
Yeah, who you know?
I don't know.
She probably lived in a time where it wasn't okay.
Look, filter out Mark's name. I don't know. I'm feeling some type of way. I'm talking about his grandma like that.
But
great grandma.
Having sex on a cycle just,
Yeah, so I mean, being a woman is super fucking lit, man. But it's expensive. But I wouldn't have it any other way.
Me either. I would always want to be a woman.
And so for all those men out there who want to be a woman, y'all need to look into them pink tax, child. We is paying a lot of money to be a damn woman.
Well, you know, if I would be a man for a day if I could. All right, that's going somewhere else. Well, that's another episode for another day.
Yeah, I'm tired of squatting.
What you mean?
Over the toilet. And like that pee sometimes don't go the right way.
Yesterday we went to Morton's. should I tell that?
No, I don't care.
She was like, her coochie lips got stuck together. And when she peed, it kind of got
it's
on her
never,
leg.
It's never positioned the same way. So sometimes you start to squat and that shit start going to the left or to the right. And now you got pee down your leg. So in those instances, I do wish I had a dick. I could just pull it out.
They got this thing that you can put up on against your vagina.
That probably costs $1,000. Can I get the plastic little piss cup?
And it makes it go like a man's penis into the toilet.
I want that. Because the Lord knows I hate using public restrooms, but when you have to, in those cases, you can't fucking hold it. Yeah, I wish
squat.
I had a dick.
Yeah. That's another episode.
But it's lit being a woman, y'all. I wouldn't have it no other way.
Period.
Listen, if you guys enjoyed this episode, please tune in every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever the fuck you get your podcast at. Again, this is your co-host, AJ Holiday 2.0. Y'all follow me now, and if you won't get on, go ahead, Tam.
Y'all, it's official Tam Bam. I love y'all once again. Thank you for tuning in. Remember to speak now.
And never hold your pee.
Never hold your pee.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.